Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels are moisture-resistant and can be used anywhere, including walls, attics, and basements. Foamular Insulation Panels are available in multiple sizes to fit your project. Visit Menards.com to shop all foam board insulation. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Cozy traditions feel good, and that includes your fall makeup look. From lashes for days to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener, Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.
Stephen A. Smith says he won't claim you unless he puts a ring on it.
And did the godfather of Hollywood, Al Pacino, dump his 29-year-old girlfriend or no?
And later we go thirst trapping with the stars.
Welcome to Dish Nation.
Okay, HK, what you got for us today?
Well, Boosie Badass has issued a warning to all men in relationships who want to take their girl to an Usher concert. Don't, man. In a recent interview with Vlad TV, Boosie joked about how going to see Usher could damage your relationship, and here's why. Check it out.
Serenade. Lane, look out. I you couldn't do that to me, and I was drunk. I'd kick him in his Get your ass back. Go on ahead. Usher. You take your see Usher, that is your fault.
Yeah.
You know what, bro, you know he done sang a draws off. You know he look good.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you.
He's still in shape. His hair
bro,
looks right.
Bro, come on, man. The dude is immortal.
That's funny.
Who's he be looking so concerned?
About everything.
Yes.
They out of water, man.
He's serenading.
He's immortal.
I mean, you can't be insecure when you go to an Usher concert, but yeah. So what if that happens? You know that's your woman or whatever. Like, you go enjoy and you let her enjoy. Like, she can't be with Usher. You know what I'm saying?
Usher's never going to see your girl again after that little singing thing on stage that happened.
Just to make the women feel good.
Women
love Usher.
We've seen the recent events.
Are you talking about Kiki?
We've seen
that's
the recent
insecure
events,
guy that has
but
a problem.
Also, almost 30 years ago, Usher B. Raymond I said, "Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real." Like, he told y'all what it was.
But that was when he was young and energetic.
He's been about that.
Mr. Still Your Girl is still Trey Songz right now. Like, it's his tag.
I mean,
like,
looking at Boots, I mean, would he have the type of girl Usher would want?
That's why he's so worried.
It's entertainment, people. It's entertainment.
Well, when it comes to the world of sports, Stephen A. Smith has always been an outspoken man. But in his personal life, he likes to keep things on the DL. Mm. So during his recent appearance on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast, Stephen shared that he's extremely private about who he dates and will cancel a woman in a heartbeat if she utters his name in public.
Ooh.
Take a look at this.
Oh, my goodness.
Or cancel a woman in a heartbeat that talks about my business. She utters my name.
What?
Publicly. About us. She gone. I wouldn't hesitate.
She happy for us.
I don't care. I don't care. You know why? Because I want you to know who my woman is when she's Mrs. Smith. I'm talking about publicly.
Right.
I want to make note that Stephen A. Smith is a Libra man. And Libra men, there's either two types of Libra men.
What?
Stephen A. Smith or Nick Cannon. It's like literally.
Okay.
It's two extremes. Just want to make that a note.
I'm looking at Stephen A. Smith, honey. My thing is he should be happy somebody won him. He look like Dracula. He look like Dracula from Sesame Street.
Like, can we just acknowledge?
Jesus.
That's it. Okay, I'm kind of with you, Gary. Like, I like Stephen A. Smith, but he doesn't strike me as a man who, like, just has so many women throwing themselves at him.
He's 89 and single.
He's not 89.
You are throwing my man in a casket.
That man is 103 talking like that.
He's in his mid-50s.
That man is 115.
He looks that age sitting next to Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon Sharpe is so fine. I don't care how old he is.
Why should we find out they're the same age?
But Stephen A. Smith, come on. Stephen A. Smith, like, you're too old and too seasoned to be like that mean about exactly. a woman claiming
it, yeah, it did come across yeah. as mean.
Oh, I will have you know, Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharpe are the same age.
They are
really?
The same age?
They moisturize them differently apparently, wow. but no they're
way.
The same age.
No way.
Results may vary.
Because yeah. Stephen A. Smith could definitely pass as Shannon's great uncle.
Shannon looks like he ate Stephen A. Smith. All right, moving on. Is Al Pacino single again and back in these screens? First, reports went out saying Al called it quits with his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Al-Fala, hardly 3 months after their son was born. You remember that? We just talked about that earlier this year.
Yeah.
And that she's asking for full custody of their son, Roman, adding that she wants Al to have reasonable visitation rights, which sounds to me like a split may, like the split may have ended in bad terms. Mm. But get this, according to Al's publicist, the pair are still an item and working together to do what's best for their son. But when asked why Noor filed for full custody, he replied, "That's a question for Noor." What? This story is conflicting. TMZ even says they had dinner together Wednesday night. What do you guys think is going on here? Or should we just hold our breaths for 10 minutes because Al Pacino's 83 years old?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Al Pacino is 135 years old. Obviously, that's why she's petitioning for custody, because we don't know what's going on. We don't know what's in his will. We don't know what his estate rules are. So we don't want, she doesn't want her child to be up in question when he dies at 139 next week.
Jesse, could you be with a smooth 83-year-old? Man.
Yes, I could. Absolutely. Long child.
Jesse could be yes. with anybody.
No, I couldn't. No,
yes,
I couldn't.
Yes.
But I could definitely be with an Al Pacino. Yes, I could, child. Yeah. Get
could,
my
could you keep
on.
It a secret with Stephen A. Smith?
No.
No, you like the other one. Who's the other one?
Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon Sharpe.
Shannon Sharpe. Oh, my God. I'd be singing like a canary. I'm so sorry, wow. Shannon. Mm-hmm. I'd be dee 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 dee.
You're mine. We're together. Well, from a couples with drama to a twosome that's still having fun together. And I'm talking about the DJ duo Chainsmokers. Yeah. Now, Alex and Drew have had threesomes with fans, and now they're getting sexy again, y'all. But it's just the two of them.
Oh.
So they dropped this shirtless spoof of Justin and Hailey Bieber's 2019 Calvin Klein ad. And Tanner, could you please tell us what they said?
In my best Chainsmokers impersonate, I have no idea what they sound like. Okay. Summertime Friends comes out this week, and this was supposed to be the cover art, but it came out ridiculous. We are so upset. Firing creative director immediately, never trusting our team again.
And if that wasn't enough, y'all, they even shared behind the scenes video footage of them getting into position for the shoot. Oh my God.
Can we see the Hailey Bieber, Justin Bieber? Okay, there's, I see what they're going for.
They definitely got the Wish version of what they had, you know what I mean?
Y'all ever see those billboards where it's like, have you been checked in a while? Like, have you ever seen those billboards?
I thought this was a Pride month, like for Pride, like ATL Pride. Pride is happening
too.
Right now in Atlanta. I thought this was like a Pride.
Gary, does this make you want to be a chain smoker?
Yes, and I can't wait to start puffing.
Oh my God, Gary.
I did that position.
Okay.
Oh Lord. Okay, cut the camera.
There's a little leeway in the middle.
Just shut it off. Just stop it.
Okay, y'all, it's time for
Skinny or Skinny.
All right, y'all, that's right, baby. Now, Kim Kardashian, honey, is starring in American Horror Story, y'all. Yes, Delicate, honey. And today we've got the trailer, honey. So let's check it out.
You are an A-list star now. Focus on the good. Can I see the screen?
One moment.
Do you want an Oscar? Do you want it as much as a baby? Yes.
Oh, beautiful, honey. So what do y'all think? Honey, ticket or skip it?
I mean, I'm always going to ticket a Ryan Murphy show. Like,
yeah.
Ryan Murphy always going to get a ticket from me.
Yeah.
But Kim needs to work on her. Why is she so monotone?
Because that's how she talks.
Oh, okay.
That's just her voice.
Okay.
Well, I'm a ticket, honey.
Yeah.
They gave her minimal lines, and I think she looks good. So.
What they showed us is probably the only times we'll see her.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, we may have seen the whole, like, her whole story arc.
I'll see it later when, you know, when it's running on regular TV.
Yeah.
It is regular TV.
Yeah, it's regular TV, bro.
It's coming on. It's not a movie.
You want to see it when it goes to DVD.
Yeah. Waiting on that VHS
DVD,
release.
DVD, Gary.
Oh, they got DVD.
They don't make DVD
anymore.
Oh,
they don't make DVD. Oh.
Hey, listen. Up next, Diddy was praised for giving publishing back to his artist, but one person isn't too happy. Find out who after the break.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Yay!
Well, y'all, I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I told you so. Let me explain. So earlier this week, we reported on Diddy returning the publishing rights back to his former Bad Boy artist. Well, of course, this sounded good, but like I said previously, it took a long. Check out this former Bad Boy artist, Mark Curry, and what he had to say about it.
A long time ago, I was the first person he called. They said, Mark, I want you to be the first person that know this. I'm giving all my artists back their publishing. It's like a spider went in and sucked all of the insides out of it and then give it back. That's disrespectful. I told him, why don't you just keep it and pay me? I don't want the publishing, I want the money.
You what know, do y'all feel about
it? It's gonna be different from artist to artist, because you look at Mark and his, like, you know, track record. He was like at the end of the good part of the Bad Boy run. So the only big record he was on really was Bad Boys for Life. You know what I mean?
That was
so
huge,
but I think he did a lot of writing, ghostwriting.
So
and
if
stuff.
He did do the writing, then cool, you could probably kick off some of the writers, you know, side of the publishing part. Right. But like,
but they're not playing the music anymore like they used to.
But did Mark Curry stop doing comedy?
So and I understand how you could be confused, Gary. It's not that Mark Curry.
No,
it's not,
I ain't hanging with Mr.
You thought that was hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Oh my God, that's who you thought it was?
Yes,
you ain't hanging with Mr. Cooper long enough if
no,
you thought that was him.
No,
nah, that's a completely different guy.
Mark Curry, isn't that the Mark Curry?
No, like, Gary, it's a different Mark Curry.
Cause I was like, when he stopped.
This one spits hot fire.
Yeah. Oh,
Curry.
God, I don't know.
Like, you know. All right, y'all, moving along. A little bit of Monica in his life. Man, a little bit of Monica in his life almost got best-selling author Stephen King kicked to the curb by his wife. Ooh. Everybody remembers that big hit from the 90s, right? Mambo Number 5?
Yes.
Gary, do you remember that?
I remember Chanel Number 5, not a damn Mambo.
Okay, well, Stephen King reveals that he listened to that song so much that not even his scariest novel creeped his wife, Tabitha, out more than the amount of times he played that song. Stephen said he would play the dance mix, the extended version, and even the instrumental version.
Wow.
His obsession with the song got so bad, his wife said, one more time, I'm going to leave you.
Oh, all right, babe.
Have y'all ever listened to anything on loop that annoyed somebody?
Yeah.
Yo, when Humpty's Dance first came out, I remember you used to be able to go to Tower Records, and he had this machine in the store called the Presonics Machine, and 1 month, that song was free. I put that thing on that tape. It was a 180-minute tape. It was Humpty Dance over and over and over again.
It was for you to practice the Humpty Dance?
Nah, I just like that song that much.
Just grab him in the pit stick.
Like, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin.
My last one I was really addicted to was Burna Boy, Last. I used to shy-o for no reason. Like, shy-o. I pick up the phone, shy-o. I need it more as shy-o. Like, that was just me 24-7. I couldn't
help it. You're so silly.
But then to divorce somebody?
That's
over a song
that's
being on loop?
Drive me crazy. Just when you think it's over, then it's an alt version of it coming on.
Not like, the instrumental.
The instrumental.
I can't
the dance mix.
Gary, what vinyl record do you have on repeat?
What vinyl record?
Yeah.
Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out.
There it is.
Yeah, I played that a lot.
You should have known the answer.
Yeah,
dude, that was coming.
Yeah.
Well, up next, y'all, we are going thirst trapping with the stars. And pay attention, ladies and Gary.
Oh.
This one is for us. Come on back, y'all, after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey.
All right, so we are back with a...
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
First up, we have friend of the show, the King. Carlos King spreading eagle for the gram, child.
Oh.
The King posted a photo of himself over the holiday weekend, bare-chested in boxers, reading a book about Louis Vuitton with the caption, laboring with Louis. Hashtag, happy Labor Day. Is Carlos trapping?
Girl,
or no?
Yes, that queen trapping. And I don't want to look at that picture because I feel like I'm going to turn into a pillar of salt.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Why?
Because that's just too much like me.
Oh.
Like
the big book, rich. Is that a Louis Vuitton
and
book?
I thought it was a children's book.
Yeah, maybe he's trying to get like a Louis ad or something.
Exactly.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
To supply some of the housewives' clothes.
Okay.
I'm screaming.
Okay, well, next we have another member of the sorority, Gary.
Oh, Jesus.
It's former bachelor and now married man, Colton Underwood. He's thrusting and pumping his paddleboard with intense friction for the gram.
I don't know what's going on. But,
y'all think that's a trap. He's just trying to just pump up the little...
That's a thirst trap, honey. Thing.
Is that Yeah?
She's trying to let the boys know how she could go.
Oh, that's what that was? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm flabbergasted on this one.
Yeah, that wasn't sexy or anything at all.
That, to me, that he was pumping up a stand-up paddleboard there, and to me, that just looked like somebody who's, like, ready to get out on the water.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in shape.
Yeah, he got nice shoulders.
Nobody's thirsty.
Yeah.
Moving on, we got Shaq, a.k.a. DJ Diesel, who revealed that not only is he one of the world's greatest athletes of all time, but he also moonlights as a doctor.
No,
he's not a medical doctor or a psychologist. Nor does he take payments from clients, but here's why the champ takes on clients for free, people.
Why do you do that? Charity?
Because I'm the love doctor.
Oh! I love Shaq so much. He's probably my favorite, like, celebrity athlete.
Can we see the footage again? But can we, like, zoom in?
Oh, Jesse.
I'm surprised he's not in the pen right now today, honey.
Why? What?
He did that with a white woman. How dare he?
It's not 1932.
But why y'all ain't zoom in when y'all replayed it?
Okay, hold on. Do y'all think, okay, but do y'all think he's trapping? Is Shaq trapping?
Yeah, that's definitely a thirst
trapping,
trap.
Like,
I'm confused as to how this is a thirst trap.
I feel like I'm trapped.
Yeah, me too. Here, I got noise.
Oh, here we go. Zoomed in. No.
Yeah,
they should isolate that picture, and you should get a shirt with just the tongue on it. You know what I mean?
Yes, honey.
Yo!
That's a thirst trap.
Yo, Shaq is wild.
You want some of that snack diesel?
Yeah, wow. That's probably one person I would never try, because I don't think I could do that.
The diesel?
Shawnee's a strong woman. Yeah. That was a strong woman, okay? Yeah. I cannot.
He didn't do that when he was with her.
Oh, Lord. I can't.
Okay. Moving along. Did Miley Cyrus come on to Ariana Grande like a wrecking ball, but things got a little bit scary? We'll explain after the break.
You think she tried to pull a Shaq on her?
A Shaq attack? Maybe.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Yay.
All right, y'all, honey. Now, Miley Cyrus says, although Ariana Grande is one of her closest friends, that doesn't mean, honey, she can't get a little brand of lesbian action. Now, Miley revealed, honey, that back in 2015, when the two did a backyard performance dressed in onesies, Ariana got a little scared, and here's why.
This is as serious as it can be, me and Ariana Grande in onesies performing in the backyard. I was flirting with her, and she was a little scared.
Then maybe she was just being, like, flirty on stage.
I don't even think Ariana caught it.
You don't think?
I don't think she made herself clear in that moment. I think Ariana was just, hey now. She didn't know what was going on.
So, Jesse, have you ever had a fluid friend that came on to you?
I have.
Really?
It felt good.
Oh.
Yeah, I was confused for a minute.
Really?
Yeah, I was like,
Gary's been confused.
I was like, this kind of feels nice, but like, it's just not my thing.
Well, not a certain kind of way, but I think I have kind of like a little way.
Oh, what's your way?
Say if it's me and Head Crack at the gym working out. And we were just working out. You're I'm just saying, you know, and I would say, well, Head Crack, can you spot me?
Okay.
I mean,
are you pumping iron and
like
laying down on the bench?
Are you bench pressing?
And Head Crack is standing over you in his shorts?
How do you know?
Oh. So you get your old creepy old man on trying to peek through the side of his shorts.
Brad, how did you know that?
Because I know your perverted ass.
He looking for the grandfather clock arm swinging back and forth in a joint, man. Y'all be careful when you see Gary at the gym. Look out.
After the ball drops.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.